Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. The dynamics moving the markets. Let's take a 40,000-foot view with Carter Vanderwall of Stone X.
So, you know, we're going through a transition right now, so you can kind of dub, you know, the beginning of March to about before Thanksgiving. The main concentration is the U.S. growing, you know, from planting to, you know, the summer growing season to harvest. You know, now, you know, that crop's in the bend. It's, you know, it's not changing. It's not going up and down. In terms of supply. So, you know, now our view quickly shifts over to South American weather. Mm-hmm. So, you know, as it sits right now, it's very dry in the northern parts of the growing area in Brazil and then wet in the south. So, but a majority of the growing area is in the northern part of Brazil. So, okay. Yeah, so you know, that's what the big thing we watch, or what a lot of marketing and traders watch, is the forecast, right? Because we know what's happening today. It's more of what's changing with that forecast. Is it getting wetter or is it getting drier? What's going on right now is, you know, like I said, dry in the north, wet in the south. So there has been some replant issues. So some of those acres are getting replanted. So they are a little bit behind schedule compared to normal when it comes to planting. You know, the perception is right now with these rains not coming or not coming as consistent as they normally, or as the Brazilian farmer would like, the perception is that that's hurting the crop, right?
Gotcha.
So, you know, if we look down to Brazil in their time of year, it's like it was June here in the U.S. So, and as we know here in the U.S., a crop is not made in June, or especially right. A soybean crop. It's made when we get those timely rains in August. So, right now, like I said, the perception is that they are, you know, hurting that crop down there with the lack of rains versus, but in reality, the crop is going to be just fine likely, right? If they, you know, can just, if rains start to turn on, those type of things, and we get those late rains late in the year. Another thing is they've added 1.5 million hectares year over year to their soybean crop. So okay. Regardless, they're going to, unless we see a crop failure, which isn't likely, they will produce at or if not more, likely more, than they produced last year.
Carter Vanderwall of Stone X, what's your thoughts on the cattle industry, the livestock futures?
Yeah, the first word that comes to mind for the American cattle producer is ouch, right?
Yeah.
You know, we get up to these historically high levels. You know, we're almost trading $2 fats, you know, and, you know, $2.65, $2.70 feeder cattle. It's like, oh my goodness, this is just unbelievable prices. And what happens often in those times is we fall in that trap. Well, it's good now, it's going to be good forever, right? So, but since we, you know, in the last month and a half or so, we've come back down to earth. With that being said, you look at the futures board for live cattle compared to a year ago, we're still trading record highs. So, you know, the old record high was at 171. You know, we're still trading above that here today.
Okay.
So I think we're going through a process right now of discovering what the price of these cattle are truly worth. You know, we had three things going for us here in this recent, you know, call it six-month rally. You know, we had the fundamental side where we are short on the U.S. herd. We had the momentum of the outside money, and then we had the injection of that outside money that kind of ramped this thing as high as it was. You know, now we've pulled back, and now we're in a spot where we're trying to really figure out what these cattle are worth. So,
okay.
Heading forward here for the next 6 months, in my mind, we're going to be somewhere between where we are now and where we were at the end of this when we fell down.
More from Carter Vanderwall after we take a break for the weather and the markets on Inside Agriculture.